is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody!
Us again!
Yep. It's Quinn, and again, we have...
Casey!
And we are excited to join you on episode 20!
20!
The 20, the big 20.
The big 20.
The big 20.
So, now that it's getting to be nice outside, you and your siblings are playing outside in the evenings more often. So, thank you for coming in from outside to record the podcast with me.
It was no problem. We were playing Apex against the bottom of the food chain or whatever it is. I can't remember what it
is. I feel like this is a game you made up.
It is. We were playing with bubbles and we were pretending to eat the bubbles.
And then you were like, I'm going to be the Apex Predator.
No. The girls were the bunnies and the, like, Brooks and his two friends his age were the Apex Predators. So we didn't have much to. Yeah, it was pretty easy. But
do you think that Brooks and his buddies know what Apex Predators are?
No. I just called them, like, dinosaurs or something.
I love your imagination, girl.
Just for you guys, if you don't know this, Apex Predators are the top of the food chain.
So give me an example of an Apex Predator.
I'd say maybe a lion. I'm sure T-Rex were at the top of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Apex. But let's get out of this Apex talk. Get back on this.
So you can get back outside and play Apex and bunnies.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, do you have a joke of the week?
When you look for something, why is it always in the last place you look? Because when you find it, you stop looking.
Oh, that one was too deep for my brain tonight.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Because she was stuffed.
Oh, makes sense. There's always room for dessert, though.
Always, which is why you gotta cut back on that extra slice of steak. Save it for that banana split.
Slice of steak. All right, should we get going?
Let's get going.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round 1. The category is science. Question 1. Dolly was the first ever living creature to be cloned. What type of animal was she? Question 2. What is the hardest known natural mineral? Question 3. What do we call how hot or cold something is? Question 4. What type of gas do trees produce? Question 5. What is the name of the layer that protects our Earth from harmful rays? Question 6. What organ pumps blood in the human body? Question 7. Animals without backbones are known as what? And now the answers to round 1. Question 1. Dolly was the first ever living creature to be cloned. What type of animal was she?
Sheep.
Do you know what cloned means?
Like doubled.
Right. So So somehow scientists figured out how to take DNA from a sheep that once existed and recreate the same DNA and make the exact same sheep a second time.
That's cool.
Would you want to be cloned? Would you want there to be another Ren in this world?
No.
Well, the world would be so much better if there were two of you.
No.
Question two. What is the hardest known natural material?
Diamonds.
Why do you think diamonds are so hard?
I think because they were formed underground, surrounded by rocks and minerals and lava.
Great. That's the answer, I think. That was really smart. Good job. Question three. What do we call how hot or cold something is?
Temperature.
And what temperature do you think is the ideal weather temperature for playing outside?
30 or above.
30 or above? Do you know how cold 30
is?
What? I was going to say like 75. 20's cold. But you like to play outside regardless, don't you? You're kind of an outdoor kid. That's good. Question four. What gas do trees produce?
Oxygen.
So what do we breathe in? Yes.
Oxygen?
Oh. We breathe oxygen. Right. So if it wasn't for trees,
we'd be dead.
We wouldn't have air to breathe. Thanks, trees. Question five. What is the name of the layer that protects our Earth from harmful rays?
Ozone.
The ozone layer. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Well, I don't know where it is exactly. Somewhere in the atmosphere between space and Earth, there's an ozone layer that keeps the harmful stuff from the sun from getting to the Earth. There are some harmful stuff that still gets through, like UV rays, which is why we have to wear sunblock and be careful when we're in the sun. But the ozone layer protects us from really harmful stuff that could hurt us really bad. Question six. What organ pumps blood in the human body?
Heart.
So the heart is a very, 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 very important thing in our body. Question seven. Animals without backbones are known as what?
Invertebrates.
Invertebrates. And do you know any examples of things without backbones?
Insects, arachnids, crustaceans, snails, earthworms, leeches, jellyfish, sea anemones, and corals.
Yes, so insects and spiders and shrimp and crayfish and snails and earthworms and leeches and sea anemones and lots of stuff that don't have a backbone are known as invertebrates. Are you an invertebrate?
Yes. No.
No, you are not. Because if you didn't have a backbone, you would just... Yep, you'd be like jelly. Round two. The category is Zootopia. Thanks so much to listener Brayden for his category idea and questions. You rock, Brayden. Question one. At the end of the movie Zootopia, what song do they sing? Question two. What is Officer Hopps's first name? Question three. What type of animal is Flash? Question four. What is a night howler? Question five. How many districts or ecosystems are there in Zootopia? Question six. Who is the mayor of Zootopia? Question 7. What food does Officer Hops's parents grow? And now the answers to round 2. Question 1. In the movie Zootopia, what song do they sing at the end?
Try everything. Try everything.
Who sings that song?
Like a gazelle.
Yeah, but what's her name in real life?
Shakira. Oh, I thought it was Beyonce. I don't know.
Nope, Shakira. Did you know her hips don't lie?
Did she sing Zongalewa?
Yeah, she did. And she sang, I'm on to mine and my hips don't lie. Do you know that song?
No idea what you're talking about.
It's kind of an old song.
This lady has got the brains for like those 80s music, and I got the brains for like the now music.
Question 2. What is Officer Hops's first name?
Judy.
Hops is one of those words that's hard to say, like a word that has an S at the end.
And like then you Brooks.
Yeah, like Brooks's, Hops's. Question 3. What type of animal is Flash?
A cheetah. No, I'm just joking. It's a sloth.
And what is that great joke he tells in the movie?
What do you call a three-humped camel?
I don't know.
Pregnant. And then he goes, It's a great movie.
Question 4. What is a night howler?
A flower.
Question 5. How many districts or ecosystems are there in Zootopia?
There are 12 ecosystems in 6 districts.
And what is Judy Hopp's job that she has to be a part of this city?
Like a parking officer?
Well,
at the
beginning.
She wants
to be a police officer, right?
Yeah, but, she's a bunny and all the other ones are like...
Apex predators!
Apex predators! Yes, I knew we were talking.
Question 6. Who is the mayor of Zootopia?
Mayor Leodore Lionheart.
So it's like the name Theodore with a L. Leodore.
Leo and Theodore. Leodore.
Question 7. What food does Officer Hops's parents grow?
Carrots. And Officer Hops is a bunny, so it makes sense that our parents grow carrots.
Right. Round 3. The category is compound words. I'll give you clues, and you tell me what the compound word is. Question 1. A mammal that flies at night plus the opposite of a woman equals a superhero who works with Robin. Question 2. The part of the body you use to read plus what you use to close a jar equals the body part you close when you wink. Question 3. The source of heat and light in the sky plus a group of matching things equals the time of day it starts to get dark. Question 4. An animal that says moo plus another name for a young man equals a man who rides a horse in a rodeo. Question 5. You use this to hit a ball in baseball, plus the opposite of off equals the stick a relay runner carries in a race? Question 6. A short way to say the name Thomas plus the opposite of a girl equals a girl that likes to play games that boys would normally play. Question 7. To steal money from a bank plus the opposite of out equals a type of bird. And here are the answers to round 3. Question 1. A mammal that flies at night plus the opposite of a woman equals a superhero who works with Robin.
Batman.
Question 2. The part of your body that you use to read plus what you use to close a jar equals the body part you close when you wink.
Eyelid.
And how many eyelids do you have?
2.
Do you know how to wink?
Yes.
Question 3. The source of light and heat in the sky plus a group of matching things equals the time of day it starts to get dark.
Sunset.
Do you like watching the sunset?
I don't do it very often, but yes.
I love it when sunsets are blue and pink and they kind of look like cotton candy.
Oh yeah, those are really pretty. I just want to go up into the clouds and bite them.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could just reach up there and scoop a big clump of cotton candy cloud and eat it?
That would be amazing.
Question 4. An animal that says moo plus another name for a young man equals a man who rides a horse in a rodeo.
Cowboy.
Do you like to go to rodeos?
Yes.
We like rodeos. We like bull riding and we like the clowns and calf roping and all the stuff at a rodeo. They're so fun.
We even like demolition derbies, which we mentioned that in one of the episodes.
Yep. Question 5. You use this to hit the ball in baseball. Plus, the opposite of off equals the stick a relay runner carries in a race.
Baton.
So you recently ran a relay, actually, in the track meet in town. What did you think of being in a relay?
That was actually really fun.
Did you think it was easy to pass the baton to the next person, or was that the hard part?
No, because you couldn't drop it and you couldn't go out of the lanes.
Right, and then you had to time it when you took off so that you got the handoff right on. I bet that was hard. What's a baton made out of for people who don't know? Or what does it look like?
It's like a tube, but made out of plastic or metal. It can be made out of either of those.
Right. It kind of looks like a paper towel tube, doesn't it? Except it's made out of metal or plastic.
And skinnier and longer.
Question 6. A short way to say the name Thomas plus the opposite of a girl equals a girl that likes to play games that boys would normally play.
Tomboy.
Would you say you're a tomboy?
Yes.
Well, I think that a tomboy is kind of an old school way of calling things because now girls, people know that they can do anything that boys can do. So there kind of really is no such thing as tomboys anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because girls can play whatever, football, soccer, basketball, just like the boys. So,
tennis.
Yep, tennis. I don't think tomboy should be a real word anymore.
Yeah.
Question 7. To steal money from a bank plus the opposite of out equals a type of bird.
Robin.
So the answer to the first question was Batman. And the answer to the last question was Robin, his sidekick. Round four. The category is things that start with the letter F. Question one. What is the name given to a young horse, typically under a year old? Question two. Japan's highest peak is Mount what? Question three. What is the capital of Kentucky? Question four. When does Black History Month take place in the United States? Question five. What is the name of Wednesday and Pugsley's uncle in the Addams Family movies? Question six. What is the first word of the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln? Question 7. The United States has one that is red, white, and blue. Israel has one that is blue and white. Italy has one that is red, white, and green. What are these colors found on? Round 4 answers. Question 1. What is the name given to a young horse, typically under a year old?
A foal.
Question 2. Japan's highest peak is Mount what?
Mount Fuji.
Would you ever climb a mountain?
I'd maybe climb, it wouldn't be very big, but interesting.
You'd probably hike a mountain, but you wouldn't climb a mountain.
Yeah, that, I know some people who, no, I don't know people. I've seen people who do it without, like, harnesses to keep them from falling, and I'm like, are you crazy?
Question 3. What is the capital of Kentucky? Now wait, before you answer this, I have a joke for this actual question. Quinn, how do you say the capital of Kentucky? Is it Louisville or Louisville?
I like Louisville.
It's Frankfurt!
What?
That's the joke!
What?
Because Louisville is the most common, well, one of the most common cities in Kentucky. So, to trip people up, you say, how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Is it Louisville or Louisville? And then they pick one and you say, nope, it's Frankfurt. Question 4. When does Black History Month take place in the United States?
February.
I feel like I kind of gave this answer away since the category is things that start with F. And F is the only month. Or I'm sorry, and February is the only month that starts with F.
January, February, March, April, no other months start with F.
Question 5. What is the name of Wednesday and Pugsley's uncle in the Addams Family films?
Fester, or Uncle Fester. And in the animated version, he has a tattoo on his back that says, no regrets, instead of no regrets.
We like the Addams Family. I liked the original movies when I was a kid, like the actual non-cartoon version of the movies. And now my kids like the cartoon versions.
It's true. It's funny.
Question 6. What is the first word of the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln?
4. 4 score and 7 years ago, our father brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men should be created equal.
We are in
we are in a great war deciding whether those men or no, whether something or those men. No, I don't.
You had to memorize the Gettysburg Address for one of your classes, and it didn't stick in your brain, huh?
No, it's so long.
It is so long.
It's like 3 minutes.
You worked really hard on it, and you had the whole thing memorized, but yep, the answer is 4. Question 7. The United States has one that is red, white, and blue. Israel has one that is blue and white. Italy has one that is red, white, and green. What are these found on?
A flag.
So, Quinn, this is something that your dad likes to pull out once in a while, and he'll be like, oh, are you a vexillologist if I'm talking about a flag?
Yeah, that's what someone who studies flags is called.
Right, a vexillologist. So, if you want to impress somebody, just say, oh, do you know that the Israeli flag is blue and white? I'm a vexillologist.
And it sounds like something he would say. If you were talking about dead dinosaurs and their bones, he'd be like, are you a paleontologist?
Round 5. The category is cereal. Question 1. What is the only original shape to remain in a box of Lucky Charms since 1964? Question 2. What is Cap'n Crunch's first name? Question 3. Tony the Tiger is the mascot of which brand of cereal? Question 4. What are the names of the three elves on a box of Rice Krispies? Question 5. Which athlete has appeared most often on a Wheaties box? Question 6. True or false? Grape nuts do not contain any grapes or nuts. Question 7. Which word has disappeared from the names of several cereals over the years? Round 5 answers. Question 1. What is the only original shape to remain in a box of Lucky Charms since 1964?
Pink hearts.
Here's a shock, people. Ren loves Lucky Charms.
I do.
But really, who doesn't love Lucky Charms? They are delicious.
I'd always eat the brown things. I don't remember what they're called. Mostly the cereal part. And then save the marshmallows for last and get all the sweet stuff in one bite.
Yeah, so at the end you'd have a bowl of milk and then just a whole bunch of marshmallows because you'd eat all the cereal first.
And then you could see that your milk was like blue or pink or green.
Question 2. What is Cap'n Crunch's first name?
Horatio.
I love that name. I think that is a great name for Cap'n Crunch. Horatio Crunch. Have you ever heard of anyone named Horatio?
No, but now I have.
I love it. Question 3. Tony the Tiger is the mascot of which brand of cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
And do you know what Tony the Tiger's catchphrase is?
No, because I don't have Frosted Flakes.
Well, on the commercial, do you know what he says? He says, they're
delicious.
No. Nope. They're great. No? Nothing?
That did not ring a bell.
Crickets. Question 4. What are the names of the three elves on a box of Rice Krispies?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
And I think that they're named that because when you pour milk on top of Rice Krispies, they make snap, crackle, and pop sounds. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. To me, they look just like garden gnomes sometimes. So what I think that it's snap or pop. He looks just like a garden gnome because of his hat.
Question 5. Which athlete has appeared most often on a Wheaties box?
Michael Jordan. He's been on the box 18 times. What is a Wheaties box?
So Wheaties is a kind of cereal. I've never bought it before because I know you won't eat it. But it's basically like a type of bran flakes. There's no marshmallows. There's not a lot of sugar. And I think because of that, they always have athletes on the front because it's supposed to be more like a cereal for athletes and not like a sugary one for kids. So they always have different athletes or different teams on the front of a Wheaties box.
Hmm.
Question 6, true or false? Grape nuts do not contain any grapes or nuts.
True, grape nuts contain wheat and barley.
So why do you think they call them grape nuts if there's no grapes or no nuts? Do you even know what grape nuts are?
No clue whatsoever.
So my grandma, Ren's great-grandma, was the only kind of cereal she ever had at her house was grape nuts. And how do I describe grape nuts? They're these little dark brown pebble-looking things. They're probably about the size of, oh, I don't know. Maybe the size of a Rice Krispie, but they're circles and not ovals. Anyway, they're super, super hard. Super hard. Like, break your teeth hard. And so when you'd put... And they were really bland and plain. Sorry, grape nuts. I think they're delicious, but you'd have to add a lot of sugar on them. So as a kid, they weren't the greatest to me. But anyway, so they were these brown, really hard, small dots. And you had to let them soak in the milk for a while or they would pretty much almost break your teeth. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Very, very good.
Question 7. Which word has disappeared from the names of several cereals over the years?
Sugar. For example, Sugar Smacks are now Honey Smacks. Sugar Pops are now Corn Pops. Super Sugar Crisp is now Golden Crisp.
So why do you think they took the name sugar out of the names of the cereals?
Because I bet that would make the parents think, oh, this is sugar. I don't want my son or daughter having sugar for breakfast.
100%. A+ answer, Ren. So they took the name sugar out and came up with a different answer. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. What is the name of the layer that protects our Earth from harmful rays?
Ozone.
Question 2. You use this to hit the ball in baseball, plus the opposite of off equals the stick a relay runner carries in a race.
Baton.
Question 3. Japan's highest peak is Mount what?
Fuji.
Question 4. Which athlete has appeared most often on a Wheaties box?
Michael Jordan.
Question 5. Animals without backbones are known as what?
Invertebrates.
Question 6. In the movie Zootopia, what is a night howler?
A flower.
Question 7. What is the hardest known natural material?
diamonds.
Can you believe we've done 20 episodes?
No.
Are you getting sick of doing the podcast?
Not really, but...
It's getting harder because you guys want to stay outside and play.
It's getting nicer outside.
I know, and you guys want to stay outside and play, and I make you come in and record the podcast. But I do appreciate you keeping helping me. So thank you.
Thank you for doing the podcast with me.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And how many more days of school do you have left?
14, I think.
Well, you have 2 weeks till school's done, but you only have how many actual days of school? 9.5?
Uh-huh.
Are you excited for summer?
Yeah, yes.
All right. Let's let you get back to playing outside, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you have a question idea or even an entire category, please email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com.